Every night I lay in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake.
So this week we're coming live to you from the lake room.
Yes.
We didn't feel like bundling up and going outside, and because it rained and it's wet out there, and the geese are really loud out there actually.
Yeah,
right now,
just about to say that. The geese and duck, you know, because the lake's so low and they're like loving it that they could probably get to the worms and all that stuff.
Yeah, and I was saying on my stories this morning that there was 5 cranes out there, and I didn't know what it was. I was walking down to the lake and I saw this big thing sitting there. I thought it was a hawk, actually. And I was like, oh my gosh. But then as they all heard me coming, so they all flew away. They were huge. Mm-hmm. And then there was another one, and there was like a bunch of ducks. Because, yeah, they can like reach in and grab like worms, or I don't even know what they're eating, bugs and stuff like that, fish maybe that are in there.
Yep. And then we recently just learned about beavers. The beavers taking over the dam, and that's a real thing. But anyways, let's get into our topic of the day, and I think it's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. So what are we going to talk about today, Paul?
We are going to talk about diet, but in particular our kids, and kind of our journey into how we started feeding them the way we do.
When did you notice that, you know, there could be an issue with the kids and their diet? What was the aha moment, like, holy crap, there could be something connected here.
Mm-hmm. So when Declan was 3 and he was in school, he was in pre-K 3, he was at Resurrection and Mrs. Varallo.
And real quick, Declan is like our study. He's like our test dummy.
He was our guinea pig. He's our first. For those who don't know, obviously, if there's strangers out there, Declan is our oldest. He's going on 7. So when he was 3, you know, I've always been a healthy eater. I've always been pretty good with that. But he definitely was my study into how we are the way we are now. It was Halloween, and we had taken him trick-or-treating. You know, no limits, of course, because we really didn't limit things that he ate then. And that whole next week at school, his behavior was like off the charts, and he was never like that. And his teacher, had wrote me quite a few emails, just like his behavior and how he was acting, and like, he just was not focused like he normally was. And this was like, you know, a month into school, and she's like, what's going on with him? Like, so it made me automatically think, like, oh my gosh, like it had to be the Halloween candy. Mm. And right then I was like, there's something here with that. And we started to really kind of research and change the way we fed him.
Yeah. And, you know, I talk about this book I read a few times. I always relate to it because there's like these key nuggets that always stick out. It's like, Sleep Smarter and Eat Smarter by Sean Stevenson. It's freaking unbelievable and eye-opening. And like a huge thing that he says, and I love it because I was the same way. Shit, I was eating Captain Crunch and, you know, Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were eating, it was wherever we were never, because we weren't educated. Not that, it's just, we don't have this kind of education that we had back in the early 90s.
Right.
And a big thing he said was like, it's so hard for people to just transition from, all right, I'm eating shit, boom, now I'm eating healthy. So what can you do to kind of bridge that and tie it in together? And one thing he said that really sticks out to me was, you can keep eating the same thing, but you just got to upgrade your ingredients, right? You got to start shopping at better places. You got to start eating your organic foods. And that was one thing he mentioned. He's like, I never compromise. The only thing meat-wise is organic. I don't eat anything else but organic.
Yeah.
And that was just a huge thing. And again, too, I kind of tie it into like a lot of like professional athletes and people at high levels and people competing and things like that. It always comes down to like, I'm very focused on my diet. I'm very focused on my training regimen. And if I focus on them two things, I feel better. I get better clarity. I train better. I perform better. I act better. My behavior's better. So I think it all kind of ties into the kids in. I don't know if you want to kind of dive in on that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and as far as like Declan, you know, his, you know, with like his focus and like, I wouldn't say that he's like a hyper kid, but he definitely has like a lot of energy and he definitely has like struggles with focus at times. So that's really what made us hone in. And it's interesting, actually, we kind of started slow. Like you said, you don't just like do this like, okay, that's it. Like, we'll change everything in the house. Like, it was a slow process thing. He was 3 and now he's going to be 7. So this is a 4-year process of us changing things. And the first thing, actually, that we took out was high fructose corn syrup. Remember, that was like the first thing we were like, wait, okay, no high fructose corn syrup in the house, right? Because it was in like everything. And, but then we started reading about dyes. And that was like our next big thing, was to be a dye-free home. So, and that is literally red dye 40. And of course the yellow, I think it's like yellow 1, blue 6, I don't know, but that's in everything. And that can really mess with kids' behavior, their sleep, their focus in school. And you know, we noticed when Declan had things that he really shouldn't have, he would be like mean. Like, he would just have these days where he wasn't nice. Like, he just, you know, had off days in school. So we really had slowly over time, were like, you know, honestly, he can't really have any of this stuff. Like, to us, it was like, people were like, oh, a little bit doesn't harm you. But it's like, it does. Because a little bit every single day, or even just like a weekend, can really throw you off. Yeah.
Compounds. Yeah. So another thing from that book, too, was like, if you were to take a Native American Indian into your house and let him look through your house, what would he recognize? What would he identify? Right. All right, he would identify nothing. The meats. He would identify the vegetables. He would identify some of the grains, some of the nuts. These are all things that he's familiar with. You know, so somewhere along the line, you know, foods have been ultra processed and gotten to completely out of control, and adding things that are completely unnecessary, don't even belong in foods, people shouldn't even be ingesting.
How about the bioengineered ingredients that are in everything right now?
Yep. Too. Yeah.
And our bodies can't even like break that down, sure.
Yep. And they're banned in other countries. Literally, mm-hmm. other countries cannot have these dyes in these foods, mm-hmm. you know, implemented in a food. So, you know, one thing that we implemented too as well that kind of helps with even humans just in general, not even just kids, is the Yuka app.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's familiar with that, but the Yuka app's fantastic. You can scan the barcode, and it'll tell you any of the hazardous materials, and then it'll tell you, like, an alternative, a healthier alternative, or another better option for you to use.
Right.
And it's, like, small shifts, and then eventually you start feeling so good mm-hmm. that it's the only way to live.
And I use that scan, like, in the store all the time, especially when I'm in the store. And I do a lot of online shopping, but if I'm in the store, I'm out there scanning. And, yeah, it shows, like, all the additives in your food and not only what it is, but why it's harmful for you. So you really can connect to, like, okay, I really shouldn't be eating this. And it just shows, like, you know, all these additives that are related to heart disease and kidney disease and, you know, this lack of focus in kids and things like that. So it just makes you think, like, when you're looking at the ingredients, your ingredient list should not be this big, long thing. It should be like a nice little, you know, 10 ingredients, whatever it is, you know, 10 ingredients in a package of cookies or, mm-hmm. you know, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what's the best part about it now is that Declan has been able to read really well now. So he's able to like he's curious. It's funny because he sees us reading the labels on products yeah. and stuff like that. He sees us scanning the codes. And now he's telling people, yo, what's that scan on the Yuka? He's like, oh, Papa, scan that on the Yuka. Oh, does my mom have the Yuka? Does, you know, whatever. So he's getting good at like identifying the foods and reading them. And then he'll read hydrogenated something. And he's like, that don't sound good. And he'll ask questions. Because he asks a lot of questions anyway. So
yeah.
I think it's just, it's like now he's aware and he's enjoying it. Like he's enjoying finding the bad things. And I remember we stayed at your parents' house and he was like going through and he was throwing away everything in the house that had like bad ingredients
in
it.
My God, remember when he threw away my brother's lemonade?
Yeah.
It had like literally nothing in it was even lemonade. I think it was Minute Maid, and he threw it out. And he's like, that's poison. That's his thing, because that's poison, Uncle Greg. And my brother was not happy with it, but, you know, because, but, yeah, he threw it out. So he actually really sparked, you know, what's funny is that, one, just like Andy just said, he knows how to read now. So I taught him, like, look at the label. And again, he's not perfect. He's 6 years old. He forgets. So sometimes he might eat something that he knows, or he didn't know that he shouldn't have. But he knows not to eat, you know, as soon as he sees red 40, yellow, blue, he's like, oh, nope, those are artificial. But, you know, he really enjoys it because he doesn't like to feel like that. And I know he doesn't. Mm-hmm. He wants to feel like it. You are who you are as a personality. Not everybody has the greatest focus. I don't have the best focus for certain things either, right? But, you know, he doesn't like to feel that way. So it's important as for us personally, to advocate for him and teach him how he can be a better person and feel better and have better focus, because he's smart and he's very smart. So I'm glad that, you know, we have started at such a young age with him. You know, and again, we're not strict, and we want people to like hear that, because I think that parents have this, you know, mm-hmm. notion of, you know, there's two things here. They don't want to be too strict with their kids because they don't want the kids to backlash later in life, right? Like, mm-hmm. Andy sometimes will be like, oh, no ice cream in the house. And I'm like, no, like, healthy alternatives are fine, like, in small chunks, right? That, to me, is okay, as long as it has all the ingredients that we're okay with, right? Because we don't want to deprive the kids. You know, they're kids, and, like, they love ice cream. But also, when you're out, like, I think people care, like, kind of what people think. How they feed their kids, right? And I've just decided, like, no, like, you're either going all in or not. Like, even in school, at school functions and things, like, don't be afraid to send in your own ingredients to the thing. I did that for the Valentine's Day party. Mm-hmm. I sent out his own juice box. I sent in his own icing, his own sprinkles that were dye-free. And he didn't care because he was able to enjoy it. He doesn't mm-hmm. know any better. And he knows that he doesn't want to eat that other stuff because it's not going to make him feel good.
Yeah, and talk about, a lot of people may say, like, oh, you might be, like, a little over the edge.
Right.
You know, handling these things. But Don't knock it until you try it. Why don't you try, you know, eliminating these things, and then give it, like, a couple months, and then you're starting eating clean, and you're going to feel better. And when you try to go back to these things, it's going to make you feel almost sluggish, maybe a headache. You know, these small things will happen over time, and it's like all food related. I think about your Uncle Paul. Your Uncle Paul literally reversed his whole, you know, genes, everything wrong with his body from just literally implementing the Whole 30, the strict diet, mm-hmm. and staying consistent with it. And if he didn't do these things, he would have died.
He probably would have, mm-hmm.
He says it all the time.
He was, I know. He was on, he was like on his deathbed, really, with all those pre-diabetic and heart disease, and he has MS and all those things, but that's that's a different story.
Yep.
But he definitely is a prime example of changing your whole diet. I use him as an example a lot. People are always like amazed, right? Mm-hmm. But
And think about conveniences too. It's so convenient to just, you know, hit the McDonald's or hit the Wendy's or hit the Burger King, or, you know, hit these, they're everywhere. These stores are literally everywhere. So literally it's like killing our resiliency because it's so convenient. Mm-hmm. You know, so what are a couple things that we have, like, on the go? Mm-hmm. You know, we're on the road. We have amazing supplements and amazing, you know, protein bars and snacks that are, instead of regular flour, almond flour,
and things kid-friendly. Like that. Yep. Yeah, and our kid-friendly, mm-hmm. especially the stuff that we have. And too, like, we do a lot of frozen stuff for the kids though, like, but we just choose like the healthier things. Cause don't get me wrong, like, we're definitely not making from scratch things all the time because, like, we live in such a busy world in life. Like, we don't have time for that. You know, mm-hmm. I work full time. Andy works full time. We both have businesses too. Like, it's just not, you know, I would love to be like that, but, you know, so don't be afraid, like, you know, look for healthy alternatives too in the freezer section, you know, pop them in the air fryer. You know, we live on certain things that are just staples in our house for the kids that aren't healthy versus going to McDonald's and things like that. Cause we don't take the kids to, like, through fast food. We'd rather teach them conveniences in the house, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's, that's pretty much a wrap for the episode.
Oh, right?
No, okay. I think that's good. I think we touched on a lot of things there. It's pretty important, eye opening, mm-hmm. too, as well. So a couple of tangible things you can take from this podcast today is like the Yuka app, downloading the Yuka app, being aware of what's in your food and scanning, you know, the barcodes of the food and things of that nature when you're out and shopping. Upgrading your current ingredients. So if you're eating a cheeseburger, anything like that, you can just upgrade your ingredients. If you're eating pancakes every day, you don't need to do Bisquick. You can upgrade to an almond flour. You know, you can upgrade these ingredients. It's just small little shifts that can just make you head in the right direction. And then it's funny, like the human nature is like, once you start going down that path, you're like, oh, how far can I take it? You know, like, oh, let's eliminate this. Let's eliminate that. Let's try this. Let's try that. So it opens up so many doors and so many different possibilities and so many other things.
Yeah. And then it'll just be second nature to you. And, you know, it won't feel so overwhelming once you start these small shifts over time. You know, pick one thing that you think you could eliminate from the house and upgrade that and just go from there, because there's so many healthy alternatives out there, and especially for your kids, because they deserve to feel their best, you know? So especially if you're someone who struggles with your kids' behavior and things like that, like, you know, looking at their diet and changing things would really probably make a difference in your home.
Mm-hmm. So like, comment, share our podcast. Really appreciate that. We got some audience growing, actually. We had like over 100 views already so far.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, like we're on our way to the top. Like so it. We'll check you out on the next episode.
Yeah. Any questions you guys have on kids' diet, though, feel free to reach out. You know how to reach us. We're on Instagram, Facebook, mm-hmm. and yeah.
Perfect.
See you next time.